Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
We're going to visit with the folks from the American Coalition for Ethanol. We got the CEO, Brian Jennings. And Brian, first of all, thank you for taking the time to visit with us today.
Eric, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, it has been a busy time. You've had a lot, and I'm sure your organization has had a lot on its plate from what's going on with the RFS to prices to just the list going on. You got a new administration coming in. So let's start right at the top. And, you know, this spring, COVID-19 definitely dealt a bad blow for a while to the ethanol industry and other industries as a whole. But maybe just kind of give us a little bit of a state of the state as far as ethanol and how it's rebounded. Are things profitable again?
Yeah, the collapse that we experienced in both the demand and production of ethanol over the course of March and April was historic. It was, you know, ugly. It was unprecedented. We're capable of producing nearly 17 billion gallons of ethanol in the United States, and our production fell to half of that in March, April. And the reason it did, of course, was that demand cratered. So we saw our demand fall off by about half as well. It just folks weren't driving. And that's when the pandemic first hit. And we saw a lot of these states impose some pretty egregious lockdowns, of course, on their economies. You noted it. There was surprisingly, perhaps, and thankfully, a pretty quick rebound over the course of the summer months for both ethanol production and demand. We didn't quite get to pre-pandemic levels, but we did spring back fairly quickly. And while producers lost a significant amount of money over the course of the first quarter and starting the second quarter of the year, thankfully what we saw over the course of the latter half of the year, the middle of part of the year, first part of the third quarter, is that the market did recover. Producers were able to get some positive margins out there in the marketplace. And so that was something we were really thankful for. Now that we're looking at the end of the year, we've seen things tighten up. Of course, the corn market has been supported by some USDA reports and other news. And that's, you know, great for corn farmers. It's put a little bit of a squeeze on ethanol profitability, but I would say folks are ending the year better than maybe we anticipated, knowing how ugly it got back in March and April.
There's just too much unknown back in the spring. Unfortunately, some of this stuff is finally kind of settled down and kind of gone out, although if we don't get COVID-19 reined in, it could constrict again, I'm guessing.
That's the concern, of course, is we're going into already a period where driving miles go down, demand for fuel goes down in these colder months relative to the warmer summer months. If some of these big population states where we see the virus spreading do reimpose lockdowns, New York, California, Michigan, places like that, it's going to further curtail production. And you said it creates some uncertainty when we really don't need it. And so we'll keep a careful eye on that. And we're hopeful, of course, that we get the renewable fuel standard back on track, the law that requires more and more ethanol and biodiesel to be blended. And we're working on some things now with the Trump administration on that front. And we'll see if we can get those taken care of. And then, of course, we got a new administration. We'll be working on that next year as well.
I know there was some decisions, and I don't know how popular or if the relationship with the EPA and Andrew Wheeler has been kind of bridged compared to where things were at this summer, but there was billions of gallons of gasoline that were not used the way it was supposed to be or put into the system the correct way. But so as it stands right now, are you guys happy with where the EPA is at with the waivers?
I wouldn't characterize it as happy, but we do acknowledge that Administrator Wheeler denied 54 of these small refinery exemption waiver requests back in September, and that was a very positive step in the right direction. The problem, Eric, is that we've got 50-some more sitting on EPA's desk waiting for some sort of decision, and every time a handful of these small refinery waivers gets granted by EPA, it undermines demand for ethanol domestically. It undermines demand for biodiesel domestically because it allows these refineries to really escape their what we think is their legal responsibility to blend more and more renewable fuel. So that's when I say we really want to get this renewable fuel standard back on track. That's what I mean. We'd like to see EPA Administrator Wheeler during the final, you know, months of the Trump administration kind of clear the deck of these outstanding refinery exemptions so we can start anew in 2021. But we just don't know if that's going to happen yet or not.
Well, Brian, we do have a president-elect, Joe Biden, that's going to be coming in January. So what, I guess, is the thought process for the American Coalition of Ethanol? Is there excitement? Is there a feeling of more workability? Or do you think there's going to be more challenges for the ethanol industry?
We think we'll have our work cut out for us. Just frankly, as we have under the Trump administration, we've seen the Trump administration do some good things for ethanol. We've seen the Trump administration do some bad things related to ethanol. And similarly, I think we have our work cut out for us. You know, if you believe candidate Biden, when he was candidate, he promised to get this renewable fuel standard back on track. He promised to put an end to these small refinery exemptions. But we've seen a lot of politicians make a lot of promises during campaign and then change their tune when they're in office. And so we're going to have to hold him accountable when it comes to that. And whoever he appoints to EPA, I'd say the one area where we're looking to go on offense with a Biden administration is the idea of trying to enact new policies to create new demand for ethanol, particularly when it comes to addressing greenhouse gas emissions.
Sure.
We know that Joe Biden wants to deal with that topic. Agriculture, more ethanol can be part of the solution to reducing greenhouse gas emissions because we're cleaner than petroleum-based fuels. We just have to make sure the policy is done right, right? The details are done in a way that helps put us in a position to be part of the solution as opposed to part of the problem.
I do want to, ask you about developing the international market for ethanol. We do know that it's been growing, although, again, with COVID-19, that might have restricted some of the development of new markets or expanding markets more into China. Where do you see things at as far as pushing ethanol around the globe?
One of the very bright spots before the pandemic was our ability to export market to about 60 countries all around the world. Of course, we're going to keep an eye on that. It's imperative that we restore some of those export markets going into 2021. I'd say at the top of my wish list is China. If we can get some buying back from China in terms of U.S. ethanol, that could really help us over here domestically. You know, that country wants to go to an E10 blend nationwide. That would support about 4 billion gallons of ethanol demand, much of that which could come from the United States. But they've imposed some retaliatory tariffs on our fuel ethanol that make it really prohibitive to ship volume over there. And so we'd like to take down that retaliatory tariff. We'd like to continue to develop market access in places like Brazil, which has always been high on our list. Canada is a big customer. Mexico is going to be a more important customer of ethanol in the coming years. And so that's been a bright spot in the past before the pandemic. And we really want to cultivate and develop those markets in the future as well.
Again, that was Brian Jennings, the CEO of the American Coalition for Ethanol. You're listening to Farm Talk. We'll be back with more in just a moment.